Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk About It. I know you guys miss me because I missed y'all too. First, I would like to apologize to each and every one of you that listen to me, that look forward to listening to me, because honestly, I should not have not been consistent with putting out this podcast every other week. Yes, I had some things going on in my personal life, but I still should not have allowed that to stop me from recording and putting out this podcast, because I made a commitment and I'm supposed to stick with it. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for continuing to support me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, I know that on the last episode, I told you guys that we was going to be doing a series talking about self-love. Since I didn't record a podcast in over a month, my spirit has shifted from that. So today, we're actually going to be talking about stop asking why. And it can be why about anything. Why did this happen? Why did this person do that? Why? Stop asking why. Honestly, y'all, the last couple of months, I'm not going to even just say this last month. The last couple of months for me has been so trying and challenging. I don't even want to say it was the devil, honestly, because it really could have been God also just testing me. But when I say I have never experienced any year like 2019, it was a year. I'm so grateful for all of the challenges that I have faced in 2019. It has continued to make me a better person and made me the person who I am today. And that's why I can, you know, sit on here, not really talk too much about it, but you know, I can tell you guys what I have learned from going through these situations these past couple of months. Okay, so as I stated, it's going to be titled Stop Asking Why. And y'all, honestly, I couldn't put the podcast out over this last month because this was the most trying month. November was a trying month for me. And that's supposed to be the month of being thankful. Not saying I wasn't thankful, but I was like, dang, I'm really going through some issues like this right now. But it's okay because guess what? It's December now. And I'm good. Honestly, y'all, yes, I try to be the motivator, but even the motivator needs motivation. Okay. Once again, I would like to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't stress that enough. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you for your patience. So over the last few months, I felt like my faith was being tried. I felt like my love was being tried. I felt like my commitment was being tried to who I believe in. I just felt like everything was being tried. And I didn't know why. I'm like, I feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to do or what I should be doing, or at least what I think I should be doing. So what's up? Like, what's up? And like I said before, I'm the type of person, I need answers. I need answers. So when I go to God in prayer, I always ask him to make it big and bold. Like I need a sign. And when you pray about things, when we pray about things, we want him to basically speak back to us. Like we come into you, we're venting to you, we're talking to you about the issues that we are facing, even though you already know. But sometimes it's better to say it out of our mouths. So when we come to you and, you know, pray about the things that we are facing, we are looking up to you to provide us with a solution. We are looking up to you to tell us why this is happening to us. We feel like we are good people. We are doing the right thing. We are waking up. We are either going to school. We are working. We are taking care of our families. We going to church. We paying our tithes. We doing all the things that we feel like we should be doing to please you, but yet bad things are still happening to us. Or things that we like to say is bad. Sometimes we know that that could be you protecting us, but we don't always know when. Things just start happening and we just can't keep up, or at that moment our focus shift and we are so focused on the bad thing that's happening at that time instead of being focused trying to figure out, okay, what can I learn from this at this moment? So honestly, over the last few months, that right there was the challenge that I faced. Instead of asking God, why did you let this happen to me? Why is this happening to me? Why didn't you cover me at this moment in time? You know, what did I do? I started to ask, what can I learn from this that will make me a better person? The situation that I am facing today, right now, how can this make me a better person? How? What do you want me to take away from this situation? Because right now I'm confused and I want to know why. And I just feel like with life and anything in general, we're never gonna really know why. We just not. That's just how life works. And if we wake up every day trying to figure out why certain things happen to us, we won't be able to move forward because we'll be so stuck in that position trying to figure out why when so many other things are happening. And you can't keep up with all those things if you're stuck on that one situation asking, okay, why did this happen today? Like, for instance, why did I just get a, like, okay, if you're on the highway or you're on the road, on the street, and you get a flat tire, and you're like, what the freak? I'm supposed to be on my way to work, and I got a flat tire. It could be something ahead of you, and he covered you. Yes, you did get a flat tire, but it could have been something way worse. Something way worse. And sometimes he shows us when we do finally get it together, whatever may have happened, he does show us. It could have been a really bad accident ahead of you. And you got a flat tire so that you wouldn't have to wait in all of that traffic. Once your tire was fixed, the accident was cleared up, and you was able to continue to just keep driving without being stuck in traffic. Those are the things that I try to think about now moving forward over these past couple of months. And honestly, before these last couple of months, I was not thinking like that. I was like, why is this happening? Why are you letting this happen? And what's up? Why? And I'm like, okay. So when I was going through the situations that I was facing, and they were some tough situations, y'all, I'm trying to tell you. But I just had to take a step back and just stop asking why. Like, stop. Why am I questioning him? That's number one. Why am I asking him why? He know. But honestly, y'all, that's all I got for y'all today. That is all I have for y'all today. I pray that each and every one of you listening to this podcast have a beautiful, wonderful, blessed day. Make it productive. Do something productive today. If it's something that you have been wanting to do, but you're not sure about it, just do it anyway. I went to, I go to church, but we had this preacher come to our church about a week ago, I want to say it was. And basically, she was just talking about, hold on, let me get my phone. Let me make sure I have exactly what she said. Okay, so basically, she was just telling us to be fearless. And she was letting us know that we live in fear every day. Every day. In which that's true. And she was just like, if it's anything out here that you want to do right now. Anything. You want to buy a house. You want to get a new car. You want to start a new business. Just do it. She said, even if you're scared. even if you are scared right now, just go out here and do it. So anything that you feel as though has been weighing heavy on your heart and you're not sure about it, but you know it's something you strongly believe you should do or that you want to do, just do it. She said, even if you do it scared, just do it. Pray about it. God is going to lead you, protect you, and guide you if you strongly do believe in him. Don't allow your faith to be tried. Today shall and will be a great day, and I pray that each and every one of you enjoy it. Once again, thank you for listening to my podcast. Continue to promote, support, like, share, leave feedback about my podcast. We are back and better. I'm in a better space. We are back. We are back. Thank you for listening to Lex talk about it. I'll be with you guys on the next episode. Thank you.